So let's review. The Mishnah Dav Beis ruled Chutz min haPesach v'achatas haPesach b'sman v'achatas b'chol zman. If someone slaughtered a carbon Pesach on the afternoon of Yudal Nisan, or a carbon chatas at any time, shalei l'shma, the carbon is pasul invalid. The Gemara in the previous Dav cited the sources for carbon Pesach, and now cites the sources for carbon chatas. Regarding Shina Kodesh, if the carbon was brought for the sake of another carbon, the Gemara cites several Pesukim. Regarding Shechita, the Pasuk says, v'shachat oisa l'chatas, shetei Shechita l'shem chatas. Regarding Kabbalah, the Pasuk says, v'lokach ha-koin midam ha-chatas, shetei Kabbalah l'shem chatas. And Rashi adds, ha'ilacha lo yitzroch kra, the bechlal Kabbalah rabin lay. Ha'ilacha, bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, is always included in the halachas of Kabbalah, receiving the blood. Regarding Zrika, the Pasuk says, v'chibra l'va-koin mechatas, shetei kaparah l'shem chatas. However, the Gemara points out, Ashkech on the mitzvah, la'ak of menalam, we still require a source that the chatas is invalidated when brought, shalei l'shma. At first, the Gemara suggests that we can derive this from the pasuk of chatas nazar. Chatas brought by a nazar upon completing his term, where the pasuk states, v'hikr v'akoin lefnei Hashem, v'asas chatase v'esaylase, and we expound, shi'i kol asiyosim l'shem chatas, all avoidis must be performed l'shma. This extra pasuk teaches us la'akif. However, the Gemara rejects this source because chatas chelim mechatas nazar loy gemara. Shekin yeshim adam machem, chatas nazar mechatas chelim loy gemara shekin karas. We cannot compare the halachas of an ordinary chatas and the chatas of a nazar because they each have a chumra, a stringency. The chatas nazar is accompanied by other karbanas, and the chatas chelim carries the penalty of karas. Similarly, regarding chatas mitzayra, the kabbah chatas brought as part of the purification process of mitzayra, the pasuk says, v'asa ha-koin es ha-chatas, and we expound, shi'u kol asiyosim l'shem chatas. Therefore, the Gemara suggests that this extra pasuk teaches la'akim. However, the Gemara rejects this source as well for the same reasons, because chatas chelev mechatas mitzayra le'yal fe'shekein yeshim adam achem. Chatas mitzayra mechatas chelev le'gemar shekein karas. We cannot compare the halachas of an ordinary chatas and the chatas of mitzvah because the chatas mitzvah is accompanied by other karbanas and the chatas chelev carries the penalty of karas. Furthermore, we cannot suggest tesi chodim mitarti that we derive one from the other two by suggesting that one of these three types of karma chatas, chelev, nas, and mitzvah is extra because as the Gemara explains, each two have a chumra, a stringency, via the third one as follows. Malahanach shekein yeshimam dam machem. Chatas Nazar and Chatas Mitzayra are accompanied by other karbanas, while Chatas Chelev is not accompanied by other karbanas. Malahanach Shekein Elen She'ela. The Yisurim of Chelev and Mitzayra cannot be nullified, while Nazar can nullify his vow, thus avoiding the need for the karban. Malahanach Shekein Ein Boin Bedalas. The Chatas Chelev and Nazar is always a kiv sa'eshib, even if he is poor, while a Mitzayra can bring an oif, a bird, for his Chatas Mitzayra if he is poor. Therefore, the Torah must write that all three types of Chatas must be brought lishma. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the pasuk says, "Zayis ha'tayra la'ayla v'lamintcha v'lachatas v'la'ashem v'lamiluim v'lazebech hashlam." Comparing the halachas of other karbanas to a carbon shlamim, mashlamim be'in lishman l'mitzvah, avchatas be'in lishman l'mitzvah. Like shlamim, all of the karbanas must be brought lishma. Therefore, mitzvah mishlamim v'hanach kray la'akev. This hekesh teaches us that lishma is required like a tchila. And the pasukim cited earlier regarding the individual avodas teach la'akiv that a karma chatas that was brought shalei l'shma is not valid. The Gemara continues that we derive shina b'aylam that the halacha that a karma chatas that was not brought for the sake of its owner but for the sake of another person as possible is derived in a similar way. La mitzvah we derive from shlamim. Ma shlamim bein shina kodesh bein shina b'aylam be'inan l'shman l'mitzvah. Av chatas bein shina kodesh bein shina b'aylam be'inan l'shman l'mitzvah. From the above hekesh, we learn that, like shlamim, all of the karbanas must be brought lishma and l'shem b'aylam. And then we derive la'akav, that shina b'aylam of a karban p'chatas is pasul, from the pasuk regarding zrika, p'chipra alav akoyim mechatasa, and we expound, Allah v'loy al-chaveri. This extra pasuk teaches us that it is not valid if it was brought for someone else. And Rashi adds, u'kishlamim, ma'shlam l'chalakta ben zrika l'shar avoydis, b'shina b'aylam l'mitzvah, avchatas l'techalik ben zrika l'shar avoydis la'akav. Just as all avodas of Islam must be lishma, so too all avodas of achatas are pasul if performed shalei lishma. The Gemara adds that we can derive the halachas of other chatas from here as well. Chatas d'avodas kechavim asim mechatas chelev shekein karas kamaisa. The chatas brought for idolatry can be derived from achatas chelev since it is also punishable by karas. And chatas d'shmias hakoyel ubitis v'sayim v'tumas mikdash hakadoshim asim b'mahatzad. The chatas of one who does not bear testimony, who swears falsely, and one who defiles kodesh can be derived from chatas chelev and chatas akum together. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the halachas of Pesach shalei lishma and cites the following braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Pesach bizmanoi lishmai kasher shalei lishmai pasal. during the time when the Karban Pesach is meant to be slaughtered on the afternoon of Yudal Nisan, it depends. If it is brought Lishma, it is kosher. And if it is brought Shalei Lishma, it is pasul, as we derived earlier on Dav Zayin. Conversely, during any other time of the year, if it's brought Lishma, it is pasul, because the pasuk repeats many times that it must be brought Bein Arbaim after Chatzais on Yudal Nisan. But if it's brought Shalei Lishma, it is kosher, as the pasuk says. Ve'im natzayin karban lazevach shlam la'ashem, and we expound, davar haba menatzayin yehei lazevach shlam. Someone that can only be brought from sheep or goats, which are tzayin, i.e. a carbon pesach, should be considered a carbon shlam. And Rashi explains, I bezmanoi hoyafin leila el depasel, al karchosh le bezmanoi kamar. This cannot refer to a Pesach brought in the proper time, because we derived earlier that it is Pasul Shalei Lishma. Rather, it refers to the rest of the year that a Karban Pesach is considered a Karban Shlam. The Gemara asks, Ima Shlam in Midachrin Yalai. Perhaps this is only true if it was offered Shalei Lishma for the sake of a Karban Shlam, but not for any other Karban. At first, the Gemara explains, Lazevach Klal, Shlam Prat, Lashem Hadar Bekal. The Torah used a general, specific, and then another general term, and so Klal Uprat Uklal. Iyatadan El Keinah Prat. We expound the pasuk as follows: Ma prat meforish shehu shalei lishma v'kasher af kol shehu shalei lishma v'kasher. If the pasuk is brought for anything like shlamim, i.e., any other carbon, it is kasher. However, the Gemara asks: I ma prat meforish davar ba benedu ubenedava af kol ba benedu ubenedava oile v'shlamim in chatzis v'ashem lai. Perhaps this only includes a carbon oile which is like a shlamim, and that it can be brought voluntarily. But if one brings a pasuk for the sake of a chatzis v'ashem which cannot be brought voluntarily, it should be pasul. David the Gemara explains, Lezevach ribuyuhu lerabbis kol zevach. The word zevach is extra and serves to include intention for any other carbon. The Gemara continues to explain this drasha on the next daf.